Welcome to Oakland Is. Oakland Is spotlights movers and shakers and image makers, people who make a difference every day in ordinary ways and in spectacular ways. Our special guest today is Mr. Bill Jackson. He is the executive producer of his own company, and it's called True Vibe Records. And he has a new CD that is coming out called Jazz, Funk, Hip Hop Poetry, and it's about Urban Voices Collective. And it involves a lot of people. And when I looked at the number of names that were listed, I thought about We Are the World, the powerful presence of a lot of people who've come together in collaboration. And I'd like Mr. Bill Jackson to share with us about his background. Could you tell us what is your background?
Yes, thank you. And thank you for having me on the show. I am a native of Oakland, born and raised in Oakland, and went to Peralta Elementary School, then on to Claremont Middle School, then to Oakland Tech. I had a lot of interests growing up in Oakland. I was into sports a lot, but also music was in the picture too. And I had a passion for both of those. And, you know, living in the Bay Area, you know, we live in a very rich, culturally rich area.
Yes.
And I mean, there's so many different types of cultural elements going on. And I was influenced by that. And in elementary school, I remember taking piano lessons, you know, up until I was in about third grade. And I didn't always want to practice, but I had that passion for music. But after that, then I picked up the trumpet and I played, I remember at Peralta Elementary School, you know, I played in the concert band and in our little marching band. And I continued to play up until high school. And it was then that I picked up bass guitar. And then I got interested in playing with a lot of combos, R&B bands, and things like that. And since then, you know, I've, you know, just learned so much from so many talented people, and I've been blessed to work with a number of talented people, many of whom are on that the CD that we're about to release, which will be available in about a week.
A week?
Yes.
Wonderful. Yes. So tell us something about the people who are on this CD.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're, you know, this is a very diverse group of people, multi-generational. We have people in their 20s, their 30s, their 40s, their 50s, and their 60s. I'm not going to go beyond that. But you know, it's multi-generational, mm-hmm. multi-ethnic.
Yes. Wonderful.
You know, and they come from different genres of music and performance art. You know, we have singers, vocalists, and all those vocalists, they all bring something different to the project. And we have spoken word artists. We have hip hop artists. We have musicians, some of whom, you know, came out of a rich jazz tradition. So you have all these different elements. The name of the CD that we're releasing soon mm-hmm. is titled Mucho Mas Jazz Funk Hip Hop. Mucho Mas Jazz Funk Hip Hop Poetry. And the title suggests that a lot of the tracks on there have a Latin influence. So that's in the picture too.
What does mucho mas mean?
Yeah, mucho mas in Spanish is much more.
Much more.
Yeah, and see, this is the third in a series of CDs that, you know, we've released.
Third in a series?
Yeah, of jazz, funk, hip-hop poetry.
Jazz, funk, hip-hop yeah. poetry.
Yes.
Wow, that sounds like poetry right there, just saying the title.
Yeah, actually it was the, there was a an artist named Paradise who's featured on that album.
Really?
That I initially collaborated with, who coined the name of this music. And, you know, he's been ever present, you know, in the mix and in the creative process of
Paradise. You know, what a name. So what did he have in mind when he thought of this?
Well, actually, the way it worked is that I actually recruited him because I had in mind that I wanted to, at first I was just going to do a track. Because I had taken a trip to West Africa.
Oh, yes.
I you know, visited Gori Island in Senegal. It was not just the Gori Island.
Yes.
We visited the country of Senegal.
Yes.
And, you know, I was very moved by, you know, that experience. That was the place where the holding pens for the captives, the slaves.
That's right.
And that touched me in such a way that when I came back home, I was a school teacher at the time in Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
And I had been, you know, coordinating Black History assemblies once a year. And I said, well, when I go back, I want to, you know, I want to do something, you know, to commemorate my experience.
Yes.
And I decided to, you know, write a song. At first, it was going to be a song, you know. Based on that experience, but it actually evolved into a full-scale project. And the first CD that we did was titled, or is titled, Paradise Presents Jazz, Funk, Hip-Hop Poetry.
Mm.
And it's kind of, you know, blossomed since then.
So Paradise, what did he do to incorporate all of these different genres?
Well, actually, a lot of it was on my end because I had the role of producer.
I see.
And initially, we focused on, you know, a lot of his material because, you know, I was just going to do one track at first.
I see.
Then he had all this material, all this great material. And he's such a well-known poet and spoken word artist in the Bay Area that I decided, hey, let's go ahead and do a project. I, you know, came up with some original songs and we collaborated and did some of his material.
I see.
I put music to it and, you know, we were happy with the result.
Well, this sounds like a collaboration that has not been really replicated since We Are the World.
Well, that's one way to look at it.
Yes, because I think I don't recall another collaboration that was so impressive as that, where you said many genres are included.
Yes, it's a combination of, you know, jazz funk, there's R&B, there's hip hop, there's spoken word. And in this latest project, you know, a lot of the songs have a Latin influence.
Really? Wow. And can you give an example of one of those? What would that be?
Oh, Give It All You Got is one, you know, and there's some call and response, you know, which goes back to, you know, the West African influence.
Mm-hmm.
It opens up with that, but then it has a Latin beat, but, you know, you have R&B style singing over it. And then we have hip hop in there and spoken word. It's a very, very interesting mix, a very dazzling mix of various genres of music that I think, you know, work well together.
Now, is this going to be a DVD also, where you can see
the different? Well, hopefully that'll be the next phase.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because when you mentioned all the different age categories that you had, it's multi-generational. And to me, that is very fascinating because I think anything that helps to bring the generations together, I think it would be very helpful in the world we're living
Absolutely.
In today. Because I think we've had so much where the youth are raising themselves, but it sounds like you're bringing them together.
Well, that's the plan.
With adults.
Yes.
Different age groups.
Yes.
So how young were your youngest participants?
You know, with this project, I'd say, you know, about mid-20s.
Mid-20s.
But, you know, I've worked with people that are in their teens, too.
Yes.
I mean, you know, prior to this.
Yes. Yes, because you had taught high school, I believe, before.
Yeah, high school and middle school.
Middle school.
Yeah.
Yes. I think there's a real need for that because so often, having taught junior high school here in the Berkeley District years ago, I discovered that parents often are not involved in the lives of their children when they reach this age when they begin to begin to mature.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting that you brought that up, because it was because of my experience in the schools that led me to producing. Now, if you had asked me 10 years ago if I was going to produce 3 singles and a music video and then be releasing my 3rd CD, now I wouldn't have believed you. But what happened was I was teaching in the schools in Oakland, as a matter of fact. And there was a program in place where there was a group from the Julia Morgan Center for the Performing Arts. They came in and they were working with our kids. And, you know, there was kind of like a collaboration where they were incorporating performing arts with academic subjects. And, you know, because of that experience, you know, we were, I was encouraged to bring in artists, and I did that. And then I got involved myself, and, you know, one thing led to another, and it just kind of evolved. And then next thing I knew, I was producing.
Producing
CDs, music.
Oh, music. Because as you described that, I was thinking of Sarah Fabio. Do you remember her? The poet. She was a famous poet. And she collaborated with an artist. I think her name was Mary Washington. Mary did the artwork, and Sarah had her poetry, and had an exhibit down in San Jose at the Art Museum, I believe it was. But to see the combination of poetry that went along with the artwork. But I thought you used music incorporated.
Yes, and not just music, but just various, you know, genres of music to create a new genre of music.
Yes,
because I mean, there are so many talented musicians and artists out there already doing their thing in each genre of music that we dabble in that I didn't think I had a chance, you know, trying to, you know, replicate what they do. So, I mean, I just, you know, felt moved to, because I felt moved to bring all these elements together.
So, as you describe what you just said, could you explain a little bit more about how this new genre of music, a little bit more about it, how it comes together?
Well, or how it started?
Or how it sounds, or just some of the ingredients that go into it, and
how it
overlaps.
Yeah, so, you know, like a lot of the basic music is jazz funk. It's a combination of jazz with kind of a pop beat to it, you know, a heavy beat, not traditional, you know, swing jazz, but, you know, more of a popular form of jazz that you might, you know, hear on fusion jazz stations or smooth jazz stations. And, you know, we incorporate, you know, R&B style singing over that. And then we bring in some hip hop and the spoken word. And it's just an interesting process to just, you know, work with all those different elements to bring them together.
That is,
and
I've
been really happy with the result.
Very interesting. I remember one of the church services where the pastor brought in the connection with some of the songs that are sung by the blues and others, and it had to do with the sermon that she was delivering. And it was very powerful to see that incorporation of the music of different styles.
Sure.
And then with the drummers there, and we had a saxophone player. So it's really amazing how you can bring all those genres together.
Absolutely.
Or different instruments to show that there's a connection. A real connection.
Absolutely.
Yes. So fusion, what does that mean?
Well, fusion, that's like a combination. You're mixing a lot of different elements together.
I see.
To create a new genre of music, our case.
Okay. So you said something about the pilgrimage to Gori Island. Tell us a little bit more about that pilgrimage. And
actually, that was a trip that I took, and that's been about 7 years ago.
Okay.
With some family members. It started out, I have an older sister that was going to treat her daughter. Her daughter had just graduated from a doctoral program.
Wow.
And so this was a present for her. Let's take this trip. And
yes.
then you know, I was invited to go along, and I had never been to the motherland, so I decided to go there too. And we visited various places all over Senegal and West Africa, and that's a really beautiful place to visit.
It's lovely.
You know, I had a very good impression over there.
Yes.
And and visiting Gori Island in particular, that was a very touching experience.
Yes. I don't know if I told you about a picture I took when we were on a trip to study African music and related arts as a music teacher.
Yes.
And I think I mentioned a photograph I took of one of the young ladies in the hotel. But it was so interesting to stay there at the hotel, and there were lizards outside. You know, they were very audacious. That they had a lot of personality to them.
Yes.
But I really really enjoyed that visit to Gori. And there were two of us who had taught French. I was a French teacher also. So we appeared on their radio show while we were there to tell why we're there. And it was a good experience because we were on our way to Africa, to Ghana, the University of Ghana, to study African music and related arts at the Institute for African Music. And it was a wonderful experience. The person from Uganda was there. He was the Minister of Culture to study the music as well. But it was a wonderful experience to be there. It was the time of the Black Star, when that had been there, when Nkrumah had been exiled.
Yes, yes.
Did you get to go to Ghana?
No, we didn't.
Yes. But I think it was so nice to hear that you went to Gori Island, because we were admiring the beautiful dress that the ladies wore. And the men wore a long garment as well.
Yes, they did.
Yes.
I noticed that too.
Yeah. So could you tell us a little bit more about the artists that are featured on this CD?
Okay, yeah. You know, if I don't, I will get in trouble.
All right.
I don't want to do that. So I did mention Paradise. Yeah, he's one of the key players, and he's one of the ones that, you know, helped start this. And I can't forget to mention Rufus Wonder, because he's featured on the signature track of the album. That's called Uncle Sam's Going Broke. It's a new track about it's based on the challenging economy that we have now.
Really?
But anyway, he's the lead singer on that. And we've been working together since the beginning of all these projects. So we kind of go way back now too.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel really blessed to be working with him, because he has a very long storied history, you know, and very talented vocalist.
Rufus Wonder, is he related to Stevie Wonder?
Now you have to ask Rufus about
that. I think
that.
He might be. I think he said, when we had him on a show previously, a few years back, I think he mentioned some connection with Stevie Wonder, but I don't know what it was. And who were the other artists?
There's Rick Alexander with that distinctive bass voice.
Oh, really?
And you'll hear him on that track. Uncle Sam's Going Broke, Calizé, a hip-hop artist. She's bilingual. She raps in Spanish and English.
Wow.
There's Kelda Music. There's De La Brie, those other hip-hop artists. We have Siobhan Pickett, she's a vocalist. And I can't forget to mention Ben Ball, a very talented musician who's from right here in Berkeley, product of Berkeley High, went on to Berklee College of Music, and he has a master's degree in that. But, you know, his horn speaks for itself.
Wow.
You know, so, I mean, and he's on a lot of tracks on this album.
Wonderful.
So, And Bill Norwood, percussionist. I can go on and on.
Do you sing on
a little bit?
Good.
It's fun to sing.
And you still play it's a trumpet, I think you said, the piano?
Yeah, well, I play keyboard and bass. I sang a little bit, but I try to recruit very talented artists to do most of that.
No,
I do a little bit, to make it fun for myself, but I don't want to wear out my welcome.
Well, did you play the role similar to Quincy Jones with We Are the World?
I guess you could say that.
Making it all come together.
Yes.
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 Wow, that must have been exciting.
And then I actually composed, most of the songs too.
Oh, really?
On this particular album.
Wow. Can you tell us the name of one of the songs, or the words to one of the songs?
Let's see. To one of the songs, okay. So Uncle Sam's Going Broke.
Yeah.
He was riding on a Harley after having just a couple of beers, high rolling. The mental image that I mm-hmm. had when I first wrote this was a person in the Midwest, mm-hmm. you know, a lower middle class working person mm-hmm. who had been working for a long time and he's about to lose his job. And then it just comes out of nowhere. And then all of a sudden he's left hanging with no job. And, you know, so many people are in that situation yes. these days.
So you wrote that song recently, recent years?
I'd say about a year ago.
Wow, that
yeah,
replies
we're just now getting around to publishing it, but yeah, it started about a year ago.
Well, that ties in with what the times we're living in.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so your music is really connected to the yeah. time. So that fusion is about, what do you say fusion is about? Blending?
About blending and uh-huh. combining elements, uh-huh. various
yeah.
elements.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think in a way that's probably what's going on now. People are having to come together to survive as
right.
well.
Absolutely.
Because we need to find a way.
Sure. And that's kind of the concept of Urban Voices Collective, the nonprofit that I started about 4 years ago. And the artists who are on this album are affiliated with that nonprofit.
Oh, I see.
So I've had them to perform at various times. And so mm-hmm. I brought them together for this project.
So as a nonprofit, it helps to provide funds or funding as a resource for others? As a nonprofit, or?
Actually, what the purpose of the nonprofit was to, you know, provide free concerts and performances for people in underserved areas of the Bay Area.
Really?
We used to go into juvenile halls a lot, mm-hmm. recovery homes.
You did.
But you know, in this economy, you know, funding is mm-hmm. kind of a challenge.
Right.
So. We put that kind of on hold for
on
right
hold.
Now, but
mm-hmm.
we did quite a bit of that.
Mm-hmm. So the times that we're living in, I guess there's a need for that kind
sure.
of music also.
Yeah.
And yet you're saying that there's a need to be kind of realistic because making that all come together cannot be just done real fast or real easy.
That's true.
Easily in the times that we're living in. But I know it's very much needed now to kind of lift the spirits.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing about this music, too. It's inspirational
yes.
and uplifting.
Yes. That's why I'm hoping people will get this CD. It's going to come out in about...
About a week.
About a week.
And it'll be available uh-huh. on online.
Online.
And the website is www.truevibe.com.
True Vibe, V-I-B-E?
V-I-B-E.
Records.
Records.com.
.com. True Vibe
so,
Records.
So, you know, they can either download or mm-hmm. they can buy physical copies.
Really?
That will be mailed to you.
Downloading. So then that would be less expensive if you download or?
Yes. You know, it depends on how you want to do it. You can download individual songs or you can download the whole album.
Really?
So, you know, these days you have a lot of options.
That's so true. So many options. That's why I was listening to what you were saying. And when I thought about your background as an English teacher and a history teacher, that must have played a big role in pulling together all of this fusion.
Yes, it does. And the content of the music, because,
mm-hmm.
I mean, there's some really profound poetry on the album.
Yes. So when you were teaching English, did you find that the students were turned on and really loved it? And history, did they love that?
That's the thing, is that you have to make it relevant to them. And so that's...
So how did you do that, make it relevant?
I think, you know, by talking about things that are you know, important issues,
mm-hmm.
that are meaningful to them. And then, you know, showing how history relates to what we're going through today.
Did you tie it in with music or anything?
And tied it in with music. Mm-hmm. And then also, you know, showed a lot of docudramas that mm-hmm. are engaging. You know, mm-hmm. they can relate to that.
Yes.
Because they're very visually oriented these yeah. days.
And performing, did you have any performances in your classes or?
Actually, we did because, mm-hmm. you know, when we were working with the program, the Julia Morgan Performing Center for mm-hmm. the Arts,
mm-hmm.
That was all part of the program to incorporate that with the academics, and there were actual projects that we had to come up with.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you work with people who want to get a career going, if they want to get in touch with you?
Yeah, along the way, yes.
Along the way.
You know, because I actually do a lot of recruiting.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah, I've done a lot of recruiting, and, you know, I'd like to develop that even more along the way.
Would they be able to go to the website to get
Absolutely.
In touch with you?
Sure they
so
can.
So say that again for us, the website.
So it's www.truevibe.com. Mm-hmm.
And on there, they'll have perhaps find an email address.
Yes.
Okay.
And the email address is truevibe.recordshop@gmail.com.
Oh, at gmail.com. Yeah, that makes it easy to remember. Yes. Well, I really think that it's wonderful to hear the wonderful things that you've been doing. And you sing, you play the trumpet. And what was that other instrument?
Bass guitar. More bass guitar than trumpet.
Oh, really? Bass guitar.
Bass guitar.
Wow.
A little bit of keyboard.
So as we wrap up, I must say that I would look forward to hearing more about your CD, and I'm hoping that people will begin to purchase it by going online in about how many?
You said? About a week.
About a week.
Yes.
All right, then. Well, thank you so much for your work.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
It's so good to have a person who has been an educator and is also into the arts, the performing arts.
Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.